is the top of the hour, so we're going to go ahead and get started. Welcome to Office Hours with me, your host, Probo Prime. As promised, I'm going to tell you about my day because it directly relates to the quality of this Office Hours. As you know, for like a number of weeks, I've been trying to get us to Twitch for my Office Hours. Now, the problem with getting us to Twitch for this particular Office Hours is I only think about getting us to Twitch on Tuesdays. And the reason behind that is like end of Tuesday, I'm like, I'll try again next week. And then I forget for the rest of the week. It gets to Monday. And on Monday, I try and do a lot of work because like usually some stuff's built up over the weekend. So I usually don't get to do anything I want to do. Monday is usually like a let's do all the stuff that other people wanted me to do over the weekend or I forgot to do last week that's really important this week, etc. So like Monday isn't owned by me. It's just like a lot of admin and stuff like that. And then Tuesday, I'm like, oh, Office Hours, I should really get us to Twitch, right? I should get us to Twitch. And so let me tell you about my day. I was lying in bed, 100% asleep. Feta was under the covers, somewhere near me, but not like touching me. And we're like just stirring, right? Alarm hasn't even gone off. We're just stirring. We're like, you know, it's peaceful. It's the morning. And then I hear like dog puke noises from underneath the covers. And it's like, why? And if you own dogs, it's going to be a bit TMI gross for the next couple of minutes. If you own dogs, you'll know that like some dogs will just stay stationary when they puke. And some dogs will decide that they want to run around because they don't want to puke, but they don't know how to prevent themselves from puking. So they just want to move because maybe that'll fix it, right? So what I do to try and both calm them down, help them out, reassure them, but also control where the puke goes is hold them still. Just gently, just sort of like, all right, dog, you're going to puke. You don't need to run around and puke in a mystery corner. I'm just going to hold you gently here. And you're going to puke straight in front of you, which happened to be all over my bed. I'm like, at this point, it's better than the laundry on the floor or them disappearing under a table and me finding it 3 months later. I'm like, just puke on my bed. It's fine. Just puke on my bed. And so he pukes on my bed. And I'm just like, and then he's like sad for a little bit. So like to cheer him up because he's just puked. You know, we have a little cuddle on the bed and I fall asleep again. And then I wake up and I'm like, fuck. Because then the puke's been sat there for however long I'm asleep, right? And I'm even later to trying to start my Office Hours. So I get up, remove all the like sheets from the bed, stuff them into the washer, take him outside, and you know he can have a pee, and then I come back in and I try and get started with my day. By this point, the washer has finished its cycle, and so I'm like, great, time to put everything into the dryer. And as I pull it out, I'm like, oh, it kind of smells gross. What's going on here? And it turns out that the drain for the washer is clogged by one of Feta's toys. And so the washer won't drain properly, but it will still look like it's drained properly because it's mostly just sort of like contained in the washer's seal. So there's like gross looking but nice smelling washing water in there and one of Feta's toys that I've been looking for a while. And it's just sat there and it's like, right, so now I've got my hands covered in like gross dish soapy water and I'm fixing the washer so that it can do another cycle. And I'm like, all right, looks better. Looks like it drained. So I'll put the sheets back in for another cycle because they didn't wash properly, right, because of all the gross stinky water. So I do that. At this point, Feta's like, hey, I want to go outside again. Sometimes happens, he has to like pee, and then later he'll realize I need to poop, right? So we go out twice. And this time I'm like, oh, walking around the block, you know, walking around the block. That's what I usually do. And I get there, and like every person is walking their dog. And Feta doesn't like other dogs. He'll go like psycho on some dogs. And it's always like difficult to like control that and restrain that because you need to like walk the fine line between like training your dog not to do that in the future and people think you're killing your dog, right? So you kind of like have to like walk that line, like whatever training methodology you use, you have to like walk that line. And so I'm trying to walk that line and I think everything's okay because all the dogs are gone. And I walk past someone's BMW Mini and it's got the UK flag on its roof and on its wing mirrors. And just because like I like messing with people a little bit and having a little bit of banter, I'm like, nice car. I'm British, by the way, and I say a bunch of British stuff. And this lovely old lady sees it as an opportunity to talk my ear off. So we have like a 10 to 15 minute conversation in front of her BMW car about how the fact like it's actually not British. And I'm like, well, Yeah, I know that. And I'm trying to explain, like, the whole British thing is just, like, marketing, right? She doesn't seem to be understanding me. Then another dog comes back and Feather goes psycho again. But now I'm, like, trying to walk the line between, like, conversation with a polite old lady, Feather going psycho mode, me just wanting to be at home, out of this situation. So I eventually get out of that, come back into the house. By this point, the washer has finished another cycle. And so I pull everything out and it looks clean this time, but hey, the washer still isn't draining. So now I've got the problem where it's like, okay, well, now there's no Feather toy in the drain port. Why is it still not draining? So then I get to my desk and I'm like, hey, let's set up like some random form of VTubing, right? Let's just try it. And I'm like, I'll use my like, you know, masky avatar, etc. I'll try that one out. And so I VRM it, I get everything together, and I put it into a program called VNian. VTuber, you'll know about that one. And it hasn't exported the mask, so I was just like, cool. This is my sign to just give up. For anyone who's wondering why it's black, it transmits to OBS as like a transparent overlay, so the background doesn't actually matter. Most characters that I'll be fine with, but I am 90% black. Don't out of context quote that. Anyway, let us move on to actual questions. At that point, when the office hours started, Feather then started barking at the door, and I was just like, you completely ruined my day, Feather. You could go into your... And it's a nice crate. There's a blanket. There's a water bowl in there. You know, it's appropriately sized. Look up crating your drone, sure. Best place for... Well, I'm gonna... So let's move on to actual questions. I was only rambling for 7 minutes. That's it. Zerovex says, what is the better version, A, B, or C? None of these. And the reason behind them is none of the options tell me what the button does. You'll notice like the login with Google button or whatever, like it's always like sign in with Google or something. Like there's a, you know, there's like a some sort of indication what it does. Right now, the button looks like it's Gloopy with Resonite. And if I don't know what Gloopy is, it's just like paint splodge with Resonite. What does that mean? What does that button do? Trying to think of something you sign into with Google now that I am not signed in so I can get a picture of what their stuff looks like. But then I realized like Google image search. Yeah, here we go. So like this is what like people usually see, right? It's like, what do you want to do? And like, here's another one, which is like login with Google. Like it tells me what the button does. Even, and you know, not to toot my own horn here, but even the wiki has login with Resonite. So do another iteration of that. And like, like there's room for login there, so go for that. Next up, what the dog doing? Well, what isn't the dog doing today? Zerovex says, what specifically do you need to automate? Right, so if I can get the VRM fixed, and I'll probably do like two avatars, I'll probably do the one you might see me in more casually and the suit one, just because the suit one doesn't have as much expression, into a VTubing application, try that out for a bit. At which point someone would have probably made like a VTubing suite I can use inside Resonite. It's like really difficult because it's like I spend so much time working on Resonite, but so little time in Resonite. Like when I hang up from office hours, I probably have to walk the dog again. And then I've got to spend all day with the business obelisk. So I'll talk about that later when we get to the obelisk. And none of that is like actually like quote playing Resonate. And when I'm done with all of that, which would include like probably like, I don't know, like 15 to 20 build compiles of Resonite and launches to try and fix something resolves. I don't want to launch it again and go fight with people. So like, it's really difficult. Like, trust me, I love Resonite. I love working on it. But like sometimes it's just like, hey, I physically cannot launch this again. Hence why, like, you know, some sort of VTubing app seems better positioned right now. As for automation for here in Discord, it's less needed when we're over on Twitch because lots of questions come in from Twitch, but it'll be like the announcement of the stream going live. Like, I know all of these things like have automation for them, and that's why like Twitch is the solution. But like, you know, making thread, like at office hours, like, oh, we're starting soon, all that stuff. It's so like, unless you're like on the ball, it's so easy to like forget parts of it. Yeah, I've been thinking about N8N. I've got two servers. I talked about them a little bit. Maybe I'll put them on the wiki. I don't know, whatever. They are two Dell Optiplexes. They were shipped from Australia, remember. And they're fantastic. But one of them literally doesn't run anything. One of them runs like a headless if I need it to. And Pi-hole, I think. which I haven't configured. Like I just kind of like, I ran it. So like it's running, but I haven't configured my router to serve it as the DNS. So like it's doing nothing. Like it's on my to-do list. It's like, do the final stage of Pi-hole, which is like make the router, like give that as where DNS goes through, etc. I just haven't done that in like 6 months. But the other one is like completely, it's running nothing. It's off right now because we had a power cut and I didn't need to turn it back on again because it doesn't run anything. But it is like, I could go onto that right now, git clone a, like a repo or like a Docker container and easily run it. So like, maybe I'll play around with it in. Okay, next up is Compt User. It says, how are things in the Obelisk? So there are many layers of management between the people I speak to and like the people who control how much money gets assigned to them. And sometimes there are gaps in that. So we've had someone in the sort of middle area has been on vacation for a long time and they've just got back. And that will help because we're actually out of budget for that particular project. So we need more money assigned. There is probably going to be a conversation at some point of like, why are we over budget? And that's an interesting one. It's basically like, before I started the project, I gave a rough estimate. And then I said, hey, this is rough. You know, it's contingent on me speaking with the corporate team over there to see what like restrictions or requirements they have. Because like they could have turned around, like the corporate security team there could have turned around and said like, nope, WebSockets are banned. You can't do WebSockets ever. That's just an example. They didn't do that. I mean, there are some WebSocket issues with that particular network, but like, you know, they could say, no, WebSockets aren't allowed. At which point it's like, oh no. Right. But we haven't had that conversation. And so that's why we're over budget, because there were a lot of instances of that that did cause a problem. Most notably, it's, hey, for anything to run on our corporate cloud, it needs to be infrastructure as code. We don't allow manual deployments. And what they mean by that is like they do in the test environments, like I have access to a test environment and a prod environment. In the test environment, I have access to create an Azure resource. But in the prod environment, I don't have access to create a Azure resource. It has to be driven from infrastructure as code. So that became like, instead of, hey, let's deploy another copy of our cloud, like a mechanic to their corporate cloud, it became, I have to program a robot. And periodically, computer says, no. And says like, oh no, there's a security issue there. So the current security problem is that our UDP session traffic is not encrypted. So we might have to encrypt it. But aside from that, what they're doing is they're isolating the like copy of the Resonate cloud from the rest of the cloud that does have like completely encrypted traffic. And that's allowing them to bypass some security. But this is a temporary endeavor. And they're like TBDing us like the long-term fix. Hence why I have to spend a lot of time verifying that their isolation and route is appropriate and works. And that route that they've isolated for me only works for my IP address, like one IP address. So the moment I get a stable Resonate session connection to the corporate cloud headless, I then have to write an email and explain like, yes, it works, but only for me because that's the way you set it up. Can we have a conversation about what's required to make it work for anyone? And at that point, it might be encrypting session traffic. At that point, it's like, well, this is another one of those cases where like it wasn't factored into the budget because you didn't tell me it was needed. So hence we need more. If any of that didn't make sense, yeah, it doesn't really make sense to me. But we'll get there. Frick says, why is GitHub? Currently trying to work on an issue and GitHub is dying again. I have like an old friend. We work together on Mixer. And now they work on VS Code. And I'm like, oh my God, I can have an actual conversation with this person about VS Code and what the heck is going on over there. But I kind of don't want to, because like that turns me into the equivalent of what happens in Resonate. Like, oh, I'm good friends with Phryxius, so I know that I shouldn't bother them about this work thing, but I'm going to bother them about this work thing. I don't want to be that guy. So I haven't actually had that conversation. But I also know someone who works at GitHub, and I'm like, do I actually need to have that conversation? It's like very easy. It's like, stop going down, like figure it out, stop going down. What, isn't, like communicated enough in downtime, both on like status sites and also when we have downtime is, Resonate might not lose money when there's downtime, but we do lose trust. And the same thing's happening with GitHub. GitHub probably actually does lose money when it's down, but it also loses trust. And I believe it's the trust that is eroding more with the downtime right now than the money. So if you need to pull back on some like initiative that you're trying to make money with, that doesn't actually have a lot of future in making money, maybe pull back on that and put it into, say, like, trust, and you'll make more money in the long run. But I know that if Mixer was having these exact same, like, stability issues, someone would be very red-facedly trying not to yell at someone else. Because, of course, you know, corporate invite, you can't, like, yell, but you can still look visibly pissed off. Why is it down again? They say with, like, a vein bulging in their temple. Whilst, like, excuse me, sorry to bother you. Why is the site down? They're, like, foreheads bulging. Yeah. Oh, yeah, the postmortems are, like, really fun. So for those who don't know, a postmortem is, like, a document, or maybe in some cases a meeting, that you have after a large service incident, where here's the HR talk starting. Everyone is free to share problems and suggestions and feedback on what we can do to make this not fucking happen again. And so, like, in that sort of thing, you'll do stuff like, yeah, so this other team, even though you know specifically the person on that team who caused the issue, had some issues with uptime. Like, some cases, you know exactly what the cause is. It's like they forgot a semicolon and tried to deploy it or something. You can't just talk straight. You have to do all this, like, weird HR. I'm taking these socks off because I don't know whose they are. They're not mine. They're weird. Another weird quote. Moving forwards, there's a bunch of talk about GitHub, so we're going to go back there. But first of all, ZeroFX says, did you know that Ask Jeeves Ask finally shut down? Yeah, it's actually crazy, because Ask Jeeves being, like, sort of one of, I'm not sure if it's the first, don't quote me, etc., don't put me in a book, but, like, one of the first search engine. When it first launched, people were searching how you might talk to an AI these days. So they'd go to Ask Jeeves, and because the whole branding behind Ask Jeeves was, like, he's a butler, talk to him like a human, right? It would be, like, instead of doing, like, what we would usually do in Google today, like, capital of France, it'd be like, what is the capital of France? Question mark, right? You'd write a full sentence. And then everyone, like, figured out, hey, for Google, you can just be a bit rude and terse. So, like, capital of France will do it. You don't even need capital of France. Capital France. We'll get it for you. But then AI came in, and it's like, hi, I'm AI smiley face. What do you want to know? And we're back to typing full sentences. Like, what is the capital of France? Gemini? What is the capital of France? Claude? You know, it's like, oh, okay, we've put the human element back in. But there is this project. I don't actually know what it is. I've just seen the thumbnail, but I do want to, because I think I know. I haven't watched this video, so I'm just going to, like, blindly link it. But just from the thumbnail, I think I know what it's. It's some sort of utility for working with LLMs where it removes unnecessary words. And purely from the thumbnail, I know exactly, like, what sort of thing it is. It's like, it's for the recording, it says, caveman, why use many tokens when few do trick? And it's exactly the same problem of, like, if you send, what is the capital of France, to an AI, what is the, are extra tokens that you don't need to pay for. So I promise to watch that video at some point. But yes, it actually does work. You don't need filler work. All right, moving forwards. Oh, Freak says, I have the same issue with the residents. I want to do a bunch of stuff with the format, invite more people, do more fun stuff. But throughout the week, I have no capacity for it. And then it's like, oh, crap, it's Sunday. I need to do it. No time to figure it out now. Yeah, exactly. I actually don't mind, like, how rough mine is sometimes, because it's like, hey, we're just trying to be, like, open and honest about, like, how we're in development. Like, me telling you, hey, here's what's going to happen. I'm probably going to, like, finish here, go see if the dog needs anything, get another, like, caffeinated drink of some kind, play a couple of rounds of Deadlock, and then actually, like, that's just how I roll these. That's why everyone's like, when do you work? When I feel like it. And that, like, extra work is probably to be from, like, that point to, like, 2, 3 a.m., where I'm, like, scratching my head looking at their firewall rules. So, Radriel says, have you guys considered alternatives to GitHub given the current situation? I know it may be reactionary to some extent, but there's been a noticeable degradation of service across the last few months, if not years now. Yes, we've, like, talked about it briefly. Nothing serious, though. And I would hope that we don't do anything serious. The last thing we need to do is a migration of our source, like, host right now. Particularly if GitHub gets its act together. And I think GitHub will get its act together, but we might have to deal with the bumps. So it turns into sort of like a cost-benefit analysis. At this point, would we be good moving to GitHub? Unknown. GitLab, even. If the stability decreases even more and we are losing more time than it would take to migrate, okay, maybe it's a better thing to do. And then other people go like, well, it's not only like the stability problems, it's like the stability plus the like co-pilot like shoehorning. I'm like, yeah, I get it, I understand. But again, cost benefit analysis. What does the engineering team at Hello Dog Man Studios need right now? Less worked. So we have considered it. I don't know what would make us pull the actual button. Probably like 2 to 3 more issues, maybe. Here's the thing as well. J4 would move heaven and earth to make us have a really smooth transition to GitLab. And I know they'd do a fantastic job, but that's also part of the cost benefit analysis. Because if we like go, hey, let's move to GitLab, what I'm effectively saying is like, hey, J4, here is like, here's like an oil drum full of oil for you to like sort out that you didn't need to sort out if we could be a bit patient. So again, it's like, it's difficult. It's also really difficult when the difficulty isn't like a massive degradation of service. It's just like, hey, for another hour, you can't do something and then everything works. If it was like, hey, we're down for like 2 to 3 days at a time, it'd be more problematic. Zerovic says, okay, I fixed it. How does this look now? I agree with what Quali says just below that, which is mixing square round buttons feels dissonant. Maybe if login with resonant came first or sound down the other edges. Agree, yeah. You have to reduce the border radius on login with resonite or increase the border radius on everything else. I have a pet peeve about border radiuses like the one you're using, though, which is they are too overly rounded and the rounded bit gets too aliased. So zoom in a little bit on the login with resonite button and look at the aliasing on that corner. Because what I actually see is like a different shape now. I see the straight lines and then the aliased edge and then the straight lines. It's weird, but like just like if you expand it and then zoom in a little bit, you'll see it. So I would reduce the rounding on the login with resonite button a bit. CPU nerd, I think, says, didn't Linus help create GitHub? They made Git, but not GitHub. If you're interested in why there's a bunch of like open source drama around like naming and trademarks going on, if you're not sure what I mean, like last year's big one was WordPress. I still don't quite understand the details behind that one, but there was a lot of sort of drama in the open source community about the WordPress name. Things like Git versus GitHub are why, right? So Linus was, I mean, probably very difficult and expensive, but Linus was within his right to like register a trademark for Git that would have prevented the creation of GitHub. They would have had to call it something else. But Linus did not. So they made GitHub and now the two get confused. And so like Linus despises GitHub, but like can't do anything about it. It's a bit like the difference between Linux, Unix, and GNU Unix, like all that stuff. Again, that's just like, it's complicated naming stuff that like shouldn't be an issue, but is because of associations formed from those names. And with that, I think we're out of questions. I'm double checking. There's one from Zerovex, which is server go burt and just adds a video, I presume. It's a server you're adding to your rack. Oh, it's servers booting up, I see. A question for like rack owners, even like marginally small ones. What do you do when you move? Let's say you're hosting, what's it called? Image, the photo thing, and you're going to move apartments. Let's take, for example, someone in the community called Marshall. Marshall hosts a bunch of servers. Let's say Marshall just needs to move houses. Double checking for questions. That one's done now. Yeah, I think we're good now. Yeah, I think Marshall would have like a ton of downtime. And what I don't understand about that, right, is if you de-Google completely, right? So I shut down my Google account. I don't pay for it anymore, right? And so then there's no connection and I move. And I need like email. How do I get email, right? Because if my mail server is like in a U-Haul, I can't get email. And so what if my like the new place I'm living, like the landlord emails me and says, oh, there's a problem. Your new place is like on fire. Don't come. I can't get the email because my email server is in the U-Haul. Aquarius says, I don't host critical infrastructure outside of my house. Out of your house, even. But isn't that the point of de-Googling? Well, they're like, if you have a, like, I think like $2 or $4 a month for the Google shit. If I want like a VPS somewhere, that's going to be more than like $2 or $3. Actually, how much is Google? Yeah, it's $20. Yeah, that's the other problem. It's like residential. Like, I need to figure it out. I also need to, like, if anyone else has de-Googled recently, can you, like, let me know what happens to all the login with Google buttons that you've used and don't remember using? Because it's like, there are a bunch of places I've just logged in with Googled and, like, I have an account and I use that service. And, like, if I shut down Google by de-Googling, then do those accounts just get lost? Yeah, because the unique ID of the Google account
Yeah, but I don't remember. That's the problem, right? I don't remember what I've logging. I can't say that. I'm going to stop making baby noises and just move on. I guess there's probably a list somewhere, like in the Google account settings or dashboard, that can give me a list. And then, like, ones I care about, I can, like, migrate or, like, add a password to or whatever. Yeah. That's a lot of work. That's why no one I'm done. All right. We're going to close up office hours. I'll see you later before I just make baby noises for another 10 minutes. I'll speak to you guys soon.